I grew up on the King James. I memorized all the verses that I know to this day in the King James, so I have a very difficult time memorizing from other versions. However, as we started our church, I was really frustrated because I would be dealing with a new believer who is stumbling over every word in the King James text. In our last church, it was not so much of a problem. I think we had more people that were from church background. As we moved to this area, I would lead someone to Christ, and then I would pull out the King James, and they would say, "What in the world am I reading from?" And so it became a real stumbling block in our trying to understand and disciple new believers. And so we went with, at that time, this was before the ESV even came out, we started using the NIV, the 1984 version, which we have still to this day in our church family, in our church, in our auditorium, the Blue Bibles. So we have gone through and we have used that since. Not long ago, however, we realized that we needed to purchase more Bibles. We began running out of the Blue Bibles. And so what do we do? Well, the natural thought process would say, well, just get more of those Blue Bibles. The reality is, you cannot purchase the NIV 1984 version of that Bible. They just don't exist. They stopped printing it. And they upgraded the NIV to the 2011, the 2011 version. As we've looked over this matter, as we've tried to consider, what do we do? Buy the 2011 version of the NIV, have the 1984 version, and then whatever versions you may bring, it was very, very confusing. And so we really came down to two options. Do we buy the 2011 version, which we feel are problems with that version, or do we go with the ESV? We talked about it quite a bit. Personally, Pastor Jonathan and I, we consulted other articles, we read a lot, we brought it before our deacons, and basically we are recommending to the church, we are saying, we are moving toward the ESV. And if you really would like a helpful little article on it, I have some booklets here. I think I have 8 or 9. I think you've got, and it's available online PDF form for free, right?
Yes, on the resource page.
Okay, so it's basically why our church switched to the ESV. There are others who have gone through this process, and they were very helpful in determining this whole process. And so we, in the days ahead, we're talking tomorrow in our deacons meeting about how to go about purchasing new Bibles, new ESV. And to add to this mix, the ESV is much cheaper. It's probably half the cost of upgrading to the NIV anyway. So not only does that help, but we also feel the ESV is a much, much better version. So we're thinking through, planning ahead, whether to put it in the budget for the new year or make this as a special project of our church. Or if you want to come up to me afterwards and say, I'll buy all the new ESV, that would be fine too. And it'll solve all of our discussion tomorrow and cause for a shorter deacons meeting. So that'd be great. But that is the way we're going, and I think Jonathan did a great job of establishing the fact of why we're headed in that direction.